请大家先翻开圣经撒迦利亚书第一章第七节。
Let us first turn in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7.
大利乌第二年十一月，就是西巴特月二十四日，神的话临到以多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚。说第八节。
Verse 8.
那我夜间观看，见一个人骑着红马站在洼地番石榴树的中间，在他身后有着红马、黄马和白马。第九节。
Verse 9.
我对与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思？”他说：“我要指示你是什么意思。”第十节。
10.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说：“这是奉神差遣。”在遍地走了走去的十一节。那些骑马的对站在番石榴树中间神的使者说：“我们已经在遍地走了走去，见全地都安息平静。”我相信这边是撒迦利亚书他第二篇撒迦利亚第二篇的信息。
And I believe that this is the second message of the book of Zechariah.
那当然第一篇我们是按照时间的顺序第一节说在大利乌王第二年八月那神的话就临到撒迦利亚。
And so chronologically, the first one is in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 1, where it says, in the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah.
所以这第一次神的话临到他，他都讲出来，因此这是第一篇的信息。那第二篇呢时间的顺序就是第七节。在大利乌王第二年的十一月。
And so verse 1 is the first message that came chronologically, and second is the one in verse 7.
那相信第一段的信息我们比较印象深刻的就是说那第四节说你们要回头离开你们的恶行要回转要回头。
And so I believe that the part of the first message that has left the greatest impression on us is verse 4, where it says, Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways. Because this is a simpler message and it is easier for us to understand.
好，那第二段这个信息我相信十一节我们看得比较清楚了。说那些骑马的对站在番石榴树中间的使者说：“我们已经在遍地走来走去，见全地都安息平静。”那这个安息平静这个字眼呢，我们也是很熟悉。
And so for the second message, the part that is easiest to understand is verse 11, where it says that they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, "We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly." It is very easy to understand that.That all the earth is resting quietly.
所以当读圣经的时候不明白的就可以暂时放着，我们就专注在我们所明白的这个字眼我们可以从中间呢来学习这个字眼就可以放在我们的生活当中，作为我们的勉励。
And so sometimes when we read the Bible, there are parts where we do not understand, but for the parts that we do understand, we should put them in our hearts and try to put them into practice in our lives.
其实这一段有些我是不明白这个 红马黄马白马。
And so for this message, there are parts that even I don't understand, like there how there are red sorrel and white horses.
但是不管是什么颜色的马，都是神的使者。
But no matter what color the horses are, they are all messengers of God.
所以神的使者就走来走去在遍地见全地都安息平静。
And so the messengers of the Lord, they walked throughout, to and fro throughout the earth, and they saw that the earth is resting quietly.
然后安息平静以后发生什么事情呢？
So what happened after they saw that all the earth is resting quietly?
我们看十四节。
Let us turn to verse 14.
与我说话的天使你看这个是天使，所以不管什么马这个就是神的使者。
And so here it says, so the angel who spoke with me, so no matter what kind of horse it was, it was a messenger of God.
那与我说话的天使对我说你要宣告说 万军之主啊，如此说：我为耶路撒冷啊，为锡安啊，心里极其火热。
So the angel who spoke with me said to me, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal.
那也就是说，神要帮助耶路撒冷啊，重建圣殿。
Which is to say that the Lord is helping Jerusalem rebuild its temple.
啊，重建整个耶路撒冷的城啊。
And to rebuild the whole city.
啊，要包括那个城墙。
Including the city walls.
所以神现在要开始动工了。
And so now the Lord is beginning His work.
啊，经过七十年啊的被掳的生活啊，现在啊，神要开始动工，要激动这个波斯王国内啊，然后他允许以色列百姓能够回到他们的故居呀。
And so after 70 years of captivity, the Lord is moving His workers and His people, and moving the heart of the king of Persia, Cyrus, to allow the people to return.
那再看十六节。
Let us continue looking at verse 16.
所以神如此说啊，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，尊神啊必拉在耶路撒冷之上。这是主说的啊，所以我们看现在呢，好像要开始动工，要开始建造啊，要开始动工程了。
And so verse 16, it is said that the Lord says that He is returning to Jerusalem with mercy, and the house shall be built. So the work is beginning, and the hands are moving.
啊，所以现在神哦，神他亲自要回到耶路撒冷。
And so God Himself is returning to Jerusalem.
那以前因为以色列百姓犯罪得罪神，他们敬拜别神哈，老是不听神的劝告，所以神就让他们被掳到外邦的地方。
And so in the past, the Israelites were disobedient. They turned after other idols and disobeyed the word of the Lord. So the Lord allowed them to go into captivity.
啊，本来神的圣殿是神居住的地方啊。
Originally, the temple of God was where He dwelt.
但是现在神自己离开啊，他离开啊他的帐幕。
But now God had departed.
啊，为什么呢？因为他们离弃神了。
And why? Because they had departed from Him.
所以就神就离开啊，离开耶路撒冷城，离开锡安的地方。
And therefore, the Lord left Jerusalem. He left Zion.
啊，经过七十年的安静以后。
But after 70 years of quiet.
啊，现在神重新回来，回到他的居所耶路撒冷。
The Lord returned back to Jerusalem to His dwelling place.
啊，这个尊神拿在耶路撒冷之上啊，就这个尊神就是工人啊，在拉线啊，要对准。啊，这个基石哈，这个基础啊，那个房角石的石头，所以现在要拉线才能够安装啊，铺啊石头啊，铺砖头啊。
And so the surveyor's line in verse 16 is a tool that was used to align the stones of the foundation that they were going to build on.
所以就表示这个建筑的工程啊，建设的工程要开始启动了。
Which means that the work of the construction was beginning.
那这个就是一个好消息呀、
啊。And this is good news.
所以我们看到神哈，就亲自动工，让全地都能够安息平静。
And so we see that God Himself is working personally, and all the earth is resting quietly.
那所以神就把这些障碍呢，全部清除掉。
And so God got rid of all these obstacles.
才能够安息平静。
Only then was there peace and quiet.
所以当时的环境啊，整个环境能够安息平静，其实也就是神自己动工，神的使者哈，已经在以前已经铺路了。
And so now the earth can rest quietly because in the past God and His messengers had already laid the foundation of the work.
好，我们请看撒迦利亚书的第四章。
Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节
，Verse 6，
他对我说：“这是神指示所罗巴伯的万军之主说啊，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。”第七节
，Seven，
大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠，恩惠归于这殿。”所以我们看这个。神说啊哈，说大山在所罗巴伯的面前呢、啊，算什么？他必夷为平地。
And so, what does the Lord say here? He says that, "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain."
哦，那我们看大山一个人怎么有力量把它夷为平地的、啊、
So who has strength to make a great mountain a plain?
哦，当然我们这个中国人，中国历史哈，有个什么愚公哈，一个老阿公啊，他移山的故事哈，老阿公啊，已经体力很衰弱了哈，他说每天呢、啊，我说移一点点的，移，好像是一个，我们今天讲大概是两个加仑的土哈，慢慢移，慢慢移，啊，他这一辈子移不了，他下辈子，下辈子可能是要好几百年啊，才能够移一座山。
And so among Chinese folktales, there's a story of a grandpa who, of course, he was already frail and old, but he spent his whole lifetime moving piles of dirt, and after his lifetime, he would try to spend another lifetime to move more piles of dirt.
啊，所以那个故事当然不是真实的故事。
And of course, that isn't a true story.
啊，那个故事只是要激励人啊，这个不要放弃，要一直继续努力。
But the moral of that story is to allow people to be determined and not give up.
说大山对一个人来说，这是很大的困难啊。
But a great mountain to one person is a great difficulty.
啊，自己不能够解决的困难难题。
This is a difficulty that someone cannot solve by himself.
人不能够去解决掉的。
And man himself cannot.
所以啊，但是现在神啊说，哎，这个在所罗巴伯的面前不算什么，必夷为平地。那这个不是所罗巴伯的功劳啊，不是他厉害呀、啊，就是神本身让他移开。
But now it says here that the great mountain shall become a plain, and this is not by the work of Zerubbabel, but that the Lord is helping him.
啊，所以他们当时要重建圣殿，其实也是困难重重。
And so when they were rebuilding the temple, the whole situation was rife with problems.
啊，不只是说他们内部问题啊，可能外在的环境也不允许呀、啊。
And there were both internal problems and external problems.
因为他们是被掳到外邦，他们是在国外呢。
Because they were captives and foreigners.
他们可能没有什么资源啊，没有什么钱财啊。
They don't have any resources nor wealth.
啊，可是要建造圣殿，要钱财，要材料啊。
But if you want to rebuild a city, you need materials.
而且当时还要有人允许啊，这些百姓回去，要让他们移动，能够至少啊，以前要移动的不是那么容易，一定要有可能要有什么字条，要有允许你才能移动啊，不像今天很自由啊。
And so, since they were captives, they needed permission from higher authorities to even move and to travel.
所以外在政治环境、经济环境都不允许他们回去重建圣殿。
So their external environment and their wealth and resources do not permit them to actually rebuild the temple.
啊，那个对他们来讲是大山。
And this was a great mountain for them.
啊，可是我们刚看到那些使者哈，这样子遍地走来走去哈，看到全地都平静安稳了。
But now we see that the messenger of the Lord walked to and fro on the earth, and they see that all the earth is resting quietly.
那么也就是说，在政治上，哎，也是很安静啊，能够适合这些百姓啊回去他们的故土哈啊来重建圣殿。
Which is to say that there is a favorable environment in peace, which allows the captives to go back and return and to build.
啊，不然大家想想，根据尼希米的经验哈，从他们所住的地方到耶路撒冷要经过四个月的时间呢，走路要四个月的。
So let us compare this with the story of Nehemiah, where when they wanted to go back and rebuild the wall, they had to travel for 4 months.
啊，那个马路啊，不是像我们今天的道路啊，还有什么高速公路，有警察在巡逻，所以很安全。
And it is not like today, where there are police cars patrolling the highways, and it is very safe.
以前没有做警察。
In the ancient days, there were no policemen.
没有人在巡逻啊。
There were no laws.
所以沿途啊，可能那个盗贼啊，抢匪很多。
And so probably on the route there were many thieves.
啊，但是那些困难呢、啊，都被神的能力、啊、将把它清除掉，被这使者哈、啊、清除掉了。
But God's power and God's messengers cleared all these obstacles for them.
所以全地就安息平静。
And so all the earth is resting quietly.
因此那个政治环境也允许他们回去的。
And even that kind of environment finally allowed the captives to go and return.
啊，经济环境，哎，神的激动啊，波斯王来帮助他们啊。
And God moved the heart of the king of Persia to help their economic environment.
啊，所以是借着国家的力量来资助他们呢。
And God actually used the might of the kingdom to help them.
啊，所以全地安息平静以后，那神就要开始动工了。
After all the earth rests quietly, then God will start to work.
啊，当时看到尊神已经拉在耶路撒冷上座，看到大家看到这个尊神哈、啊，这个推土机啊什么都来了，大家就很高兴啊，就是要动工的。
And so when everyone sees the arrival of the surveyor line, then they know that the work will begin, and they are all very happy.
70年的沉静时期已经过了。
And so all of the sorrows of the 70 years have passed.
啊，所以我们看这些使者就在前面预备道路啊。
And so we see here that the messengers have gone forth and prepared their way.
那使者约翰来也是为了主耶稣来预备道路。
Just as how John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很奇妙，是一样的描写，一样的有关山哦，山。那山的话就是一个障碍啊。现在呢，在所罗巴伯面前被夷为平地啊，所以这句话也是应用在使者约翰的身上。
And so miraculously, that great mountain, that great obstacle that was set before them, was made into a great plain. And this same phrase was used on John the Baptist.
好，我们请看路加福音的第一章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一章的十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 15.
路加福音第一章十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 15.
他在主面前将要伟大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满的。十六节。
16.
那他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。十七节。
17.
他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫变异的人转从异人的智慧，要为主预备何用的百姓。好，所以这一段呢，我们就看到啊，有这个。回转啊，那跟撒迦利亚书第一章第三节里头也是要回转回头啊一样的意思。
And so here there is a message of returning, just how there is a message of returning in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3.
那预备道路啊，预备道路啊，这边说预备啊，为主预备何用的百姓。
And also the preparation of the way.
啊，那怎么预备呢
？And so how will we prepare？
啊，再看第三节啊，第三章。
Let us.Continue looking at chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 3.
路加福音第三章第三节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 3.
他就来到约旦河一带，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。这个他就是指着施洗约翰。
Here where it says he, this is referring to John the Baptist.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道路，修直他的路。第五节，一切山洼哈、啊，山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，弯弯曲曲的也要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。啊、所以我们看这一段呢、啊，真的是像那撒迦利亚书第一章当中你所记载的，啊、大山你算什么？必夷为平地。
So here it is, just as it is recorded in Zechariah, where the great mountains will become plains.
啊，所以怎么样来为主预备道路呢？
So how was the way the Lord prepared?
那就是把大山移除了，把困难移除。
To move the mountains aside and to move the difficulties aside.
移除以后，大家就没有什么障碍，没有阻碍的。
And after these difficulties are removed, there are no more obstacles for the people to overcome.
那换句话说，就是全地都安息平静的。
In other words, all the earth is resting quietly.
啊，再没有反对声音，再没有声音啊。
There are no more voices of dissent.
好，所以我们在开会的时候，大家都很安静。
Just as how when we hold a meeting, everyone is silent.
啊，安静有两种意义啊。
There are two meanings to silence.
啊，第一种意义是负面的意义，就是啊，大家不说话，以无言来对抗。
The first is the rebellion of silence.
啊，不说话还是可怕啊。
It is scary to be silent.
啊，有时候说夫妻吵架了就不说话。
Just as how sometimes when couples fight, then they also are silent.
啊，这是负面的。
And this is negative.
然后第二个安静就表示同意啊，不需要再讨论了，我们都同意的。
But the second is the silence of agreement.
啊，那我们教会当然是正面的这个方面啊，不会是负面的。
And of course, silence in the church is this kind of positive silence.
啊，所以大家都同意。
In which everyone agrees.
啊，安息，这个安息平静。
Which is this rest and quiet.
那为什么会安息平静？大家为什么会同意呢？
And so why would everyone agree and why would everyone be at peace and rest?
啊，就是把那些障碍，因为有些人这个不明白，哈、哦，有些人不明白说这反对啊，反对呢，像一说明白以后啊，啊，他也知道事实，同时他也知道圣经的原则、属灵的原则，好、啊，他也同意的，感谢主，所以大家就安静的。
Because sometimes the difficulties in the mountains arise when people misunderstand or do not understand, but when all of these misunderstandings are solved, then everyone will be at peace.
还是经过误会以后，大家解释啊，就明白的啊，就沟通明白的。
Just as how after misunderstanding comes explanation, and then all of the difficulties are dissipated.
啊，所以我们看撒迦利亚书第一章那里所说的使者看到全地都安息平静，哦，这句话很感人呢。
We see here that the messengers of the Lord say that all the earth is resting quietly, and this is a very touching phrase.
啊，因为要 实际上要达到这个地步也是不容易的。
Because in actuality, to achieve this state is not easy.
啊，个人内心也要安息平静。
Because this requires that the inner hearts are also resting quietly.
啊，家庭也要安息平静。
Our families must also be resting quietly.
我们教会也是一样要安息平静。
And even so, with our church, it must be resting quietly.
啊，唯有安息平静以后，神才开始动工。
And only after this quiet rest will the Lord begin to work.
啊，所以保罗在腓立比书也是一样啊，在鼓励他们一定要同心啊，才能够兴旺福音呢。
And so Paul encourages the same thing to the Philippian church, where they must agree so that they can renew the gospel.
好，我们看我们教会在过门会堂啊，有很多的见证。
And so there are many testimonies of the church buying new chapels.
你看到，假如会众一直在吵的话，没有安息平静，那神就不动工了，啊，会堂就买不成哎。
We see if there are many disputes among the members, then God will not work, and then we will not successfully buy a chapel.
很多座山哦，很多座山。
And there are many mountains in the way.
好像启示录里头有七座山啊，七座山这个七就表示很巨大的困难啊，巨大的这个七座山呢。
Just as the seven mountains in Revelation, there are seven great difficulties.
啊，当然我们教会有两座山了，就已经是很困难的啊。
Of course, two mountains is already too much to deal with.
就有两个有总是要有意见啊。
Such as how if there are only two people who are dissenting with one another.
啊，没关系，现在神就把这些山都铲平了。
But never mind, if God just straightens all these mountains right now.
啊，所以有时候大家神会磨，等到大家都安息平静的。
Sometimes God will train and refine us until we are all resting quietly.
好，那时候神就开始动工了。
And then God will begin to work.
很快的，会堂就找到了，买到了。
And very quickly we will find a chapel and we will be able to purchase it very smoothly.
啊，所以我们在建造属灵的圣殿也是一样，要平安息啊，平静。
And likewise with building a spiritual house.
我们家庭要得到神的祝福，也是要安息平静。
And if our families will want to be blessed, then we must also be resting quietly.
那我们个人内心啊，内心要能够祷告，蒙神垂听，也是要安息平静。
If we want our prayers to be heard by God, then our hearts must also be resting quietly.
安息平静啊，才能够看到神的救恩。
Only when we rest quietly can we see the salvation of God.
因为神的祝福啊，他不会白白浪费他的恩典。
Because God does not waste His grace in vain.
他一定要让我们很甘心来领受，而且呢，能够感恩，能够明白神的恩典。
He wants us to receive it thankfully and to understand His grace.
所以他一定要让大家能够安静。
And so He wants the recipients to be resting.
好，请看出埃及记啊。
Let us turn to Exodus.
出埃及记十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
第十节。
Verse 10.
出埃及记十四章的第十节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 10.
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向神哀求。十一节。
11.
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？”十二节。我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人，因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。十三节。那摩西就对百姓说，不要怕，只管站住，看神今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见的。十四节。神必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。所以在那个很混乱的情况之下，他们能够做什么？
In this kind of situation, what could they have done?
那个时候啊，他们的确是碰到很大的难题啊。
At that time, the Israelites indeed encountered a great difficulty.
啊，至少有三座山啊。
There were at least three mountains.
因为当时他们是面对红海。
Because they were facing the Red Sea.
好，那现在前面呢？前面是红海啊，那后边呢？埃及的追兵，左边埃及的追兵，右边呢是埃及的追兵，所以至少有三座山。
And so the Red Sea was in front of them, the Egyptian army was behind them, the Egyptian army was on their left, and the Egyptian army was on their right.
应该是四座了，还也是山呢。
And so there were four mountains.
啊，虽然这还是水的，但是在心理上，在形容词上，也是一座山呢，就是不可能攻破的一个环境啊。
Even though the sea is made of water, spiritually it is a mountain that it is very difficult to
overcome.
Which means that on four sides they were facing difficulties.
所以人就往负面想，你看他们就说，哎，我们会死啊，会死啊，死人吗？还没死啊，当时他们就想到啊，会死啊，你看怎么把我们带到这里来呢？啊，你这里怎么替我们挖坟墓，叫我们死在这里呀？
And so people are very pessimistic. They kept saying that they were going to die, they were going to die, but did they, in actuality, they had not died yet.
要死也死在埃及啊，怎么会死在这个旷野地方啊？
And then they would have died in Egypt over dying in the wilderness.
其实还没有死，还没有人死啊。
But they were not dead yet.
但是人的这个负面思想，就是想到死啊，哎呀，糟糕了，怎么办呢？
But because of people's pessimistic thinking, they were always thinking that they were going to die.
可是到了紧张的话，是不是就能够解决问题呢？
But if you're does nervousness cure your difficulties?
光是紧张，好像热锅上的蚂蚁，对事情也没有解决的。
On the contrary, nervousness only adds to your troubles.
说怎么办呢？
And so what are you going to do?
十三节啊，摩西说对百姓说啊，不要怕，只管站住，不要作声啊，你们的责任就是不要作声。
And so in verse 13, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, but stand still.
神为我们征战，我们就是静默，不要作声。
Because the Lord will fight for us, but we should stand still.
结果神真的就为他们开路。
And so God opened up the way for them.
神就是红海分开，让他们走干地。
And he separated the Red Sea and allowed them to walk on dry land.
所以他们只要是一直继续吵的话，神不会动工啊，神就站在那边看，等他们安静下来，神才动工啊。
But if they had continued to complain, God would not help them until they had been at peace.
但是我们人往往就是很紧张啊，口口丢啊，一直跑，好像无头苍蝇，可是到后来还是没有解决的方案。
But alas, because we are human, we always run around in anxiety and buzz around like flies, but we cannot solve our real problems.
所以在那种很困难的环境之下，我们一定要让自己安静，一定要祷告神啊，你帮我安静，你帮我能够安息、安静、平静。
But in these times of difficulty, we must remember to pray to God to pray and ask Him to turn our hearts into silence.
好，请看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
第七章，第七章第四节。Verse 4，Chapter 7，Verse 4。以赛亚书第七章第四节。好，我们先看以赛亚书的那个第一章，它这里有个标题，第七章。假如圣经有标题的话，你就看这个 subtitle， 第七章有个标题，说两个王同时要攻击耶路撒冷，两个王。
And so in the Chinese version, the subtitle or the heading of the chapter is that there are two kings going to attack Jerusalem.
Oh, 当然会紧张啊。
So of course, this would arouse anxiety.
说第四节。
So verse 4.
对他说，神啊，对他说，你要谨慎安静，不要因亚人王利逊和利玛利的儿子。 这两个冒烟的火把，火把陀所发的烈火害怕，也不要心里胆怯。所以这里神对以赛亚说，你们要去迎接亚哈斯。所以第四节的他就对亚哈斯说，你要谨慎安静。And
so here, the message of the Lord to Isaiah is that he should go and meet Ahaz and tell him this message to take heed and to be quiet.
那为什么要谨慎呢？
Why does he need to take heed?
要小心啊, 因为人很容易陷入这个害怕的这个陷阱。
And Ahaz needs to take heed because it is very easy for man to fall into the trap of fear.
人很容易落入这个紧张。
Man gets anxious very easily.
而且是慌张，不知道怎么办。
And this is a state of panic where he does not know what to do.
所以要谨慎，在这个时候，你就安静，要很小心，你不要跟一般人一样，碰到什么事情就非常紧张。
Therefore, Ahaz should take heed and be quiet, and he should not be like everyone else who becomes anxious and panicky right away.
虽然有两个王，就好像是大山，两座大山要来攻击你，但是你不要怕。
Even though there are two kings who are coming to attack him, there are two huge mountains, he should not be afraid.
因为以马内利。
Because Emmanuel.
神后来还是会帮助他。
And God will help him.
所以只管安静。
Therefore, be quiet.
那我们看保罗在监狱里头啊。
And so we look at Paul in prison.
他也是很安静啊。
He was also quiet.
他因为是很安静，所以他才能够唱诗赞美神啊。
Only because he was quiet could he praise the Lord.
我看到很多弟兄姐妹啊，碰到事情的时候很紧张。
I've seen many brothers and sisters, when they meet with difficulties, they become very nervous.
这个弟兄姐妹是包括我在内啊，我也是。
And these brothers and sisters include myself.
哇，明明知道要祷告，跪一下祷告啊。
Of course, we know that we should kneel down and pray.
可是就紧张，那个紧张程度，你就是不能够很专心的跪下，你就啊这样子，有点人的本能就很烦恼啊，就不晓得怎么办啊，就害怕紧张啊。
But because of our overwhelming anxiety and nervousness, it is very hard for us to concentrate in prayer.
而且有种无助感。
And there's helplessness.
不晓得怎么办啊，真的。明明知道说要跪下祷告，我也知道啊，但是有些时候做不来。
All of us know that we have to kneel down and pray, but sometimes we just can't do it.
然后不能够祷告的话，那神也不能够做什么。
But if we cannot pray, God cannot help.
所以你看，神对这个亚哈斯说，你要谨慎，要小心呢。
Therefore, God tells King Ahaz here that he should take heed.
所以我们也是要经常提醒自己要小心啊，一定要再怎么样，一定要保持心里的安静。
And we also must remind ourselves to take heed and to remain quiet.
我们看保罗，他安静以后，他能够唱诗赞美神呢。虽然他人是被关在监牢里头啊。
Even though Paul was in prison in jail, he was still able to quiet his heart to praise the Lord.
他的被关是比现在的监牢里那些犯人呢还严格呢。他还上了这个什么木狗啊脚诶，反正就是手跟脚都被绑住了。
And his imprisonment is worse than imprisonment today because both his hands and feet were bound in stocks.
在这种情况之下，明天的命运不知道怎么样，还不知道哎哈。
And in these circumstances, he did not even know what would happen tomorrow.
还要等待那最后的审判呢，还没有宣告审判呢。
He had to wait for his sentence to be announced.
只是被关在监牢里头。
He was only temporarily jailed.
可能隔天啊，他的脑袋就没有了，他就要被处死啊。
Perhaps the next day he would lose his head.
但是呢，他还是。能够很安静啊，唱着赞美神。
Nevertheless, he remained quiet and praised the Lord.
结果呢？神迹就发生了。
And what happened? A miracle happened.
那后面这段大家都很清楚了。
What happens next? All of us are very clear.
就是地大震动，他的锁链什么都脱掉了，自己就脱落。
The earth shook and his chains fell off.
所以我们一定要安静啊！我们的困难，我们内心的害怕，这个害怕的枷锁才会脱落了。
Therefore, we must be quiet so that we can escape the fear.
烦恼的枷锁才会脱落了。
And so then we could escape our troubles and our fears.
不然的话，真的是无济于事。
Otherwise, we would be in a worse situation.
大家都知道，以前我在读神学院的时候，有个同学叫做陈才仁他后来被安立为执事。
When I was in TTP, I had a classmate who became a deacon.
大家知道他有胃癌嘛？
And this deacon Chen had the stomach cancer.
那时候他就住医院呢。
And so he was hospitalized.
相信很多人看过这个见证的。
Perhaps many of us here have read his testimony.
那医院的时候他身体很虚弱。
In the hospital, his body was very frail.
他就很伤心呢。
And his wife was very sorrowful.
这个是可以理解的。
And this is very understandable.
他就睡不着觉。
Both of them could not fall asleep.
可是在半夜的时候。
But at midnight,
他突然看到哇，听到这个陈执事哇，他祷告声音很充满呐，哇，很大声哎。
His wife suddenly heard Deacon Chen praying, went full of the Holy Spirit.
因为他很累，已经半夜了嘛，所以他太太说，那我先生既然是能够祷告那么大声而且被圣灵充满，所以他就很放心，他也睡着了。
Because it was very late at night, the wife.Who heard her husband praying said, "Oh, because he's praying, then he must be at rest." So she was at rest too, and she fell asleep.
隔天呢、啊？隔天再问陈执事说，您昨天晚上祷告圣灵充满嘿。
And the next morning, she told her husband, "I heard you praying last night, and you were full of the Holy Spirit."
他说我没祷告啊。
Deacon Chen said, "I was not praying."
说神在帮助他，神让他听到他先生在祷告。其实，天使在祷告，不是他先生在祷告。
God allowed her to hear her husband's prayer, but in actuality, the angels were praying for the husband.
所以我刚刚讲的叫天使会铺路，天使让我们的心里能够平静下来。
We have already mentioned how the angels will pave the way and will allow us to rest quietly.
所以真的隔天他们手术就很顺利啊。
And indeed, the next day the surgery went very smoothly.
啊，那个手术医生哈，自己说哈，自己说，好像有一只手，有一个人牵着我的手在动手术，不是我在动手术，是有一个人牵着我的手在动手术的。
The surgeon himself said that he felt as if someone else was guiding his hands to perform the surgery.
所以感觉神啊，说一定要心里保持平静啊，神就动工了。
And thank the Lord, as long as we preserve that peace and quiet in our hearts, then God will work.
啊，就是明知道灾难来临，明知道有困难，但是呢，我们还是要安静等待灾难过去。
We are well aware of the difficulties that we face, but we will wait until they pass.
啊，像哈巴谷一样啊。
Just like Prophet Habakkuk.
啊，明明知道灾难要来的。
He knows that danger is imminent.
啊，你紧张也没用啊。
But there is no use.
啊，所以当我们碰到什么难题的时候。
And anxiety. So when we face difficulties,
因为有个过程嘛，过程去处理这个难题呀。
There is a process that we must undertake to solve these difficulties.
然后这个过程呢，就需要时间呢。
And these processes take time.
好，所以我们就等啊，就等哈，就我们尽能力就该去办的时候就去办，但是我们就不用紧张，因为这个需要时间哈，好像哈巴谷一样，就等灾难过去，这个一定会过去的，要等灾难过去。
So we wait and we do all that we can that we are able, but we should not fear or be nervous because we know that once the time comes, the thing will pass.
那以前我在佛罗里达驻牧的时候
in the past when I was lay minister at
Florida, 有个晚上啊，哇，突然之间的身体很不舒服啊。
One night I was suddenly very uncomfortable.
啊，就去急诊。
So I went to the emergency room.
啊，急诊以后，我进去的时候啊，就告诉那个护士哈、啊，这个要办理登记的说，哎，我的保险卡哈、啊、已经改变了哈、啊，这个 policy 已经改变，公司不一样啊，你一定要，因为以前我已经去过一次哈、啊，说第二次，啊，第二次我告诉他说，这个保险卡跟以前不一样，说拜托你一定要更正。
So this was the second time I went to the hospital, and the nurse who was taking my records, I told her that my insurance policies have changed, so you should correct this on the forms.
好，那我一直以为她有更正。
I thought she had changed it for me.
那所以隔天呢，大概是七八点啊，就感觉走上没事啊，就回家。
And the next day around 7 or 8, thank God.
回到教会。
I returned back to church.
那。后来我就经过几年以后，经过几年了，我就调到芝加哥，就不是调到，大概是达拉斯。
After a few years, I was moved to Dallas.
好，那因为哈这个调来调去哈，那因为他没有改，他的账单是寄到旧的保险公司，那旧的保险公司已经没了嘛，当然是不付啊，不付以后。啊，他说因为找不到人呢，那后来就把这个整个账户啊转给催账公司。
Because I was being moved around constantly, then the insurance company could not find me, and they emailed it to the old insurance company, but they could not. The insurance company did not exist anymore, so they sent it to the collecting agency. And so the agency found my information and called me.
啊，说你欠钱，我说欠什么钱呢？
And they said I owed money, and I asked them what money I owed.
啊，说医院啊，怎么样哈？那我说打电话去医院呢。
So they brought up the incident with the hospital, and I called the hospital.
哇，这个本来说账公司很凶啊，说要叫我付什么16000了，说这个整个账单是16000。
And so they were very mean, and they said that I needed to pay about 16,000.
好，那我打电话去会计部门，他们也不知道怎么处理啊，他们也不知道，所以也不得其门而入了。
And I called the accounting department, and they did not know what to do.
然后打电话，我打电话给很多的单位啊，都是找不到门路，都没有得到解决的。
And I called many different offices, and none of them knew what to do.
那当然有一点担心。
And of course, I was worried.
因为16000毕竟不是一个小数目啊。
Because $16,000 is no small sum.
那感谢主啊！我后来祷告。
But thank God, I prayed after that.
就安静下来。
And I quieted down.
不要紧张。啊，就是用圣经的原则的哈，啊，这是不容易啊！我告诉大家，这个不容易，所以我就跪下祷告。
I used the principles of the Bible to quiet myself down, and then I knelt down and prayed.
然后神就让我有个意念呢。
And so God gave me a thought.
哎，我从哪里进去？就打电话到那里啊！哦，我说打电话给那个紧急部门呢。
That wherever I entered the hospital, I should call that department. So I called the emergency department.
哇，感谢主，刚有一个先生接的电话。
And thank the Lord, a certain gentleman answered my call.
哇，他很 nice 哈。
And he was very nice to me.
我跟他讲说啊，你那边电脑的资料是多少号码？你这个保险卡的号码是多少
？And so I asked him what insurance number they had on file for me.
我说不对啊，像是新的啊，难怪你们收不到钱啊，你们都没有改。我以前就告诉你们说要改，可是没有改。
And so I said, of course, this is not right. This is the old one. I told you to change it, but you didn't change it. And this is why you have the old insurance
information. 那个先生说啊，对不起，对不起，那是我们的错啊。
And the gentleman said, oh, I'm sorry, it is our fault.
他就改正了哈。
And so he corrected my information.
我说啊，这个收账公司要来催，要怎么办呢？
And so the collecting agency was going after me.
好了，没问题，没问题，我们再把它买回来。
But then he assured me and said, we will just buy the debt back.
感谢主，就要这样解决的啊。
Thank God the problem was solved like this.
所以真的哈，不容易啊！你碰到事情的时候，碰到难题的时候，那个大山哈，哇，你挡住啊，要自己靠自己力量去解决，有些时候的确是很困难。
And of course, it is very difficult. Sometimes the mountains are so big, and it is very difficult to solve them on our own strength.
所以第一个一定要使自己安静。
So firstly, we must be quiet.
安静下来以后呢，才有这个余力啊，来祷告神呢。
After we are quiet, then we will allow ourselves to pray to God.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章的十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
好，你看呢、哦？你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳啊！这是神的应许啊。
This is the promise of God.
所以我们得力一定要平静安稳才能够得力。
Only in quietness and confidence shall we regain our strength.
得力意思是说我们才有力量，我们才有力量来决定说要怎么办哈，来做一个决定，跪下祷告啊，还是赞美神，像保罗他能够赞美神呢、啊？
To gain strength is to gain the ability to make our decision to kneel down and pray.
啊，可是呢，底下还有一句话还没读完呢。
But we have not finished the verse.
里面静止不肯。
But you would not.
我们人的心啊，就是很不知道怎么说，就是啊，神明明说你这样做的话，一定有答案，一定有出路。
God told us plainly that if we do this, then we will have a way out.
你们只要是能够平静安稳的话，你们就会得到力量。我一定会帮助你们。
If you're quiet and you're confident, then I will give you strength.
可是我们人啊，经常烦恼啊，而且很多负面的想法。
But as men, we often have anxiety. We also have worries, and we always doubt.
啊，所以圣经已经说你们静止不肯了。
And so the Bible says here, but you would not.
啊，所以主耶稣也是说。凡是劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来呀、
啊。And so Jesus Christ also said, "Come to me, all you who are heavy and laden."
啊，那就让你们得到安息呀、啊。
And I will give you rest.
这可能我们也来不了、欸。
But sometimes it is hard for us to come to Him.
哦，所以在旧约时代，神经常提醒说，怎么样你们就能够得到安息？可是啊，你们竟是不来。
In the Old Testament, God gave many reminders for them to return and pointers on how to have rest, but they would not.
我们最后来看耶利米书第六章。
Finally, let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
神如此说啊，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里就要必得安息啊。那这是一个好消息呀、
啊。So this is good news.
啊，只要我们哈、啊，就是。不要这样子跑来跑去的，那么辛苦啊！就是再站住啊、哦，不要再跑了啊、哦，能够安静。
If we are not running to and fro, but we stand still and we are quiet.
啊，访问古道，访问那些古圣徒啊，看看他们是怎么过来的。
And ask for the old paths and ask the old saints how they have come to where they are today.
哦，那是善道，那是很好的一个方法、啊。
This is a very good method.
啊，照着去做，就能够得到安息啊。
And if we walk in it, then we will find rest for our souls.
啊，可是呢，在底下再说哈、啊。 他们却说啊，我们不行在其间。你看那么好的事情，他们却不行在其间呢。
But the verse continues to say, but then they said, we will not walk in it.
我们不要笑他们，我们有些时候可能也一样哈。明明知道这样子是好的，按照这样去做的话，我们就能够得到安息。可是呢，有些时候偏偏我们还有自己的想法。
We should not make fun of them for not walking in it because sometimes we also know what to do, but we don't do it because we have our own ways of thinking.
所以我们今天晚上信息也很简单，就是要安息平静。
Tonight's message is very simple, that we must be resting quietly.
虽然有大山挡在我们面前。
Though there are great mountains in front of us.
但是对主说，这个算什么？
But to the Lord, it is nothing.
人家神如果把它夷为平地呀。
Because he will make it a plain.
我们有不足的地方啊，神能够把我们填满哈。我们有不足的地方。
God will fill the areas in which we are lacking.
神会加给我们。
He will add on to us.
所以我们心里一定要安息平静，神就动工。
And when our hearts are resting quietly, then the Lord will begin to work.
我们要经常提醒啊，要谨慎，好像神对这个亚哈斯王所说的话一样，要谨慎，要安静。
Just as how the Lord said to King Ahaz that we must often remind ourselves to take heed.
因为我们很容易忘记这个原则啊。
Because it's very easy for us to forget this principle.
所以我们如果碰到什么问题困难的话，要记住，要谨慎啊，一定要保持内心的安静。
Therefore, when we meet difficulties in the future, we must remember that we must remain quiet.
再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
381首。
381.